Super Wild Card weekend starts Saturday. What, two games Saturday, three Sunday, one on Monday night. It's a perfect time to talk to Aaron Schatz. He's the Chief Analytics Officer of FTN Fantasy. He's the creator of DVOA, and he joins us now. And Aaron, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I got to ask you first and foremost, as we sit here in Baltimore, your thoughts on the firing of John Harbaugh.
Yeah, it's wild that it happened. Look, I'm a big John Harbaugh fan. You know, he gives a quote for our book every year. So, you know, it's hard for me to say anything bad about the guy. I think he's a great coach. I understand the idea that after a while that a certain coach's style may get stagnant with a team to the point where it might be better off for both that coach and the team for him to get a fresh start elsewhere. And that is what happened with Andy Reid and the Eagles, and both Andy Reid and the Eagles were better off for it. So I understand that idea. I'm still a little shocked. Mm-hmm. If Tyler Loop hits that field goal, are we even talking about this? I mean, obviously we're not until after the wild card game, but are we even talking about this a week from now, right? If he makes that field goal, are we even talking about this a week from now?
Well, Aaron, twofold. Out of the jobs that are currently open, is there a spot that you're keeping an eye on where John Harbaugh could land? And are there any names that the Ravens should keep in mind for their next head coach?
Well, everyone seems to feel like Harbaugh to the Giants is happening. I'm sure you guys have talked about that rumor. That seems to be the way that people think that the dominoes are falling, that he likes Jackson Dart, that he likes the organization, and that's what's going on. The name that I keep bringing up for the Ravens is Brian Flores. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at the Ravens and you look at a defense that has such a hard time rushing the passer, and you look at a defensive mind, one of the best defensive minds in the game, who is great at manufacturing pass pressure without necessarily using his edge rushers, mm-hmm. although he had really good edge rushers in Minnesota. But and a guy who, you know, has learned from the best, learned from Belichick, had some success at his first head coaching stop. I think you need to figure out what happened personality-wise between him and various Dolphins. But he seems to get along with everyone in Minnesota very well. And I will say, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know these guys. But Lamar Jackson and Tua seem like two very different dudes mm-hmm. to me. So, like, as far as their personalities.
What do you think of the offseason checklist here in terms of personnel? Like, the left tackle might be on borrowed time. You know, he's had multiple ankle surgeries, and they kept him on the cheap because, well, I don't know how many other physicals he might have passed or what was out there for him. His agents didn't think much. The center might be walking. You know, Bateman looks like his time here is done. D-Hop was a one-year rental. So, you know, they kept Andrews, but probably losing likely. That's an odd one to me. And then defense, they need an interior pass rush. They need edge rush. Roquan Smith at $20 million for another year. Oof. Woody, everybody always saying it's a great roster, it's a great roster, it's a great roster. Is it a great roster now?
No, there's definitely some holes opening up. I think they want to keep Linderbaum. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to make sure, you know. The reason why they didn't give him the fifth year was because the fifth year
the
is
price,
based on all
yes.
five
yes.
positions, right? Not just center. But they want to give him a big center contract. So it's probably going to happen. And Roquan is still a good player. That might be a little bit of an overpay. The other thing I'd say is I think you can certainly hope that Mike Green improves in year two, right? When you take a guy in the second round who's well-regarded like he was. But, yeah, there are definitely some holes opening up in some places where they need to fit wide receiver, definitely. And, yeah, they need to either replace Stanley or have an heir apparent in place for Stanley should he deal with injuries next year.
Talking with Aaron Schatz, Inside Access here on The Fan. Aaron, I'm old enough to remember we had you on maybe a couple years ago, and the Ravens were the best DVOA team of all time. How bad was this team?
They were like sixth or seventh of all time. I don't want anybody to feel like they were higher than like the 85 Bears.
Right.
This team was 14th for the year. So obviously, you know, still above average, despite the losing record, but a fall from where they were last year. They were 11th on offense, 17th on defense. They were better running than they were passing and better in run defense than they were in pass defense.
Aaron, let's get to the playoffs, and it is really wide open, but let's start with the AFC. Who's the favorite in your eyes?
I mean, the Broncos are the favorite because the Broncos have the bye week, and the bye week matters. But the AFC is very evenly matched, which is part of the reason why the bye week matters, because it's very evenly matched. And if you have the bye week, you can't lose in the first week. The best team right now, by my numbers, using my weighted numbers that give more weight to the end of the season, is actually the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Interesting, huh? I like them.
They are tremendously balanced right now. The running game has sort of not done well the last few weeks, but their passing game has been excellent. They are a surprisingly good defense. Really good job from Anthony Campanile, who is their defensive coordinator, because it's not like they have a lot of big names other than Josh Hind Allen and Trevon Walker on that defense, and they've played really well. And then I have the Patriots and Texans, and you know, I mean, any team in the AFC can really do it, including, by the way, the Steelers, although I don't think they will. But the Patriots are playing their best football right now, right? I mean, they lost two of their first three games, and ever since then, yeah, it's been an easy schedule, but the only loss was 3 points to the Bills.
I still find myself looking at this NFC tournament bracket, and I thought they were going to the Super Bowl before the season started. So maybe it's or at least the championship game. So maybe that's my bias. I still favor the Rams, but am I skewed? Like, I kind of feel like this week could kind of be like a mini bye. So you're playing, but you probably don't have to play your A-plus game, and go crazy to beat the Panthers. The one seed is a team that, they match up with well, and I mean, we all know what it took for Seattle to win that one the last time. So I don't think they'd be scared going up to Seattle thinking we can hang 30 or 40 on a team. Nobody does that to if we have to. I fancy the Rams. Do you fancy the Rams?
You know, a lot of people feel like the NFC is like the AFC, in which it's anybody's game except the Panthers. My numbers disagree. My numbers have the Seahawks and Rams far ahead of the rest of the conference. Mm-hmm. And I understand the idea that we don't trust Sam Darnold. And if you don't trust Sam Darnold, then what you have is the Rams ahead of the rest of the conference. So, yeah, I don't think you're crazy. I think the Rams, even as the five seed, the Seahawks are the favorite because the Seahawks have the bye week. But the Rams look really good. They are the strongest offense in the league by a lot.
Yeah,
by a lot this year. And also fourth on defense. And I know we're all waiting for Sam Darnold to implode in the playoffs. No matter how good that Seahawks defense and special teams are, we're all waiting for the implosion. But they've been running the ball really well lately, the Seahawks, so Darnold may not have a chance to implode.
Aaron Schatz, always great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
FTNFantasy.com is the website, so check it out, folks.
Thank you
so much, FTN Fantasy. He is the creator of DVOA. Coming up next on Northern Exposure, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready for a playoff game. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers next. It's Northern Exposure here on The Fan.